Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, November 7th. Let's jump right into hot soup, shall we?
Yeah, soup hot, cake bad.
Pretty much. We learned that probably one of the simplest things you can heat inside a microwave that's yummy and delicious would be instant soup or noodles. In fact, it's so simple, a lot of kids are doing it, and they're also ending up in the emergency room. They did some number crunching from 2006 to 2016, and what they found was that about 9,500 children with the average age of around 7 years old were rushed to the hospital because of being burned, scalded, by microwave instant soup, instant noodles, cups of soup, and also for heating up water for instant soup. So it's just kind of one of these things that, yeah, the kids are getting a little, they're, you know, old enough to do stuff by themselves, but still they're not going all the way to the top, if you know what I mean,
yeah,
in the elevator.
Yeah, check that, because I'm like, I'll always microwave mine, and then it's like just not hot enough, you know? And so then you put it back in, and then it's way too hot. And
yeah.
I know it sounds like Goldilocks and the Three Bears,
yeah, right.
But you need that mama bear there to double check for real, because I can never get it right.
Yeah, that's really, really, really true there. You know, I would think that Walgreens would have a microwave for you to heat up your soup
well,
there, Jamie.
They
wow.
got the soup. They have everything. I don't know if they have microwaves, but I did get my coffee pot from there.
See? I'm telling you. Let's see. Duncan Hines. This is the cake part. 2.4 million boxes of the Duncan Hines cake mix, classic white, classic butter, golden, signature confetti, and classic yellow have been recalled.
Take it back.
If they have an expiration date between March 7th and 13th of 2019, it's part of the recall. They found salmonella in it. That can actually cause some really bad things for you and be really dangerous for children and the elderly and people with compromised immune systems. So the FDA says to either dispose of it or take it back to where you bought it. This is a scam that is growing in popularity. Now, I've been using it for a while. I love Apple Pay. And that's where I have one of my credit cards on my phone. So instead of swiping or sticking it into the chip thing, it takes forever. You do the Apple Pay, it's within half a second you're done finished paying.
Yeah.
A lot of banks are starting to offer this as well, but unfortunately, with newer technologies, the scammers of the world are also up on the new technology and find ways to sneak in there. And this is how.
And they're using the same way they've always used, pretending that they're being somebody else and asking you for all their information because there's a problem with your account.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the scam works by you getting a text message stating that your account's been blocked. And that in order for you to unlock your account, you will need to go to the website and insert all your information, like your username, password, PIN number, and all that stuff. Sadly, the link that they provide in the text isn't really to your bank. It goes to a website that looks like your bank. And, of course, you're handing them the keys to the castle. So they say that as technology gets more advanced, some old-fashioned common sense really can save you from being falling a victim to this. In essence, if there's any sort of doubt, check it out for yourself. Don't click any links that you get from a text. Go to the website yourself, or perhaps pick up the phone and talk to your bank to see if indeed it's been blocked.
Yeah, give them a call, or I mean, even just manually enter the website to your bank that you know is the proper website, and then check security alerts and things, and take a look at what notifications they've sent recently. Because most often, that's not going to be the case. That's not going to be how they reach out to you. And also, whenever you need to make updates or change, they always make you go through like 10 steps just to get that taken care of. So this seems too easy.
Yeah, and you know, I was thinking as I was just reading this, I have never, and I've had my credit card the number stolen a couple times. I've never had any of my banks ever ask me what my password is.
Yeah, of course not.
They'll ask for your username, but they'll never ask for your password.
Right.
So, I mean, that should be the red flag right there if they're asking
They'll ask for your social. They'll ask for your date of birth. They'll ask for your private security words, but they don't ever ask for your password.
I mean, if they tell you that your bank, that your account is locked, just try to use your account. If you can still use it, it's not locked.
Absolutely.
Bingo.
There you go. See, we solved a lot of problems here. Let's talk about deep cleaning your bathroom because a lot of times, let's be honest, the toilet brush, it's swimming in filth.
And then you put it back in that little holder and it's got like a little well of filthy water in it. So what have you done?
Yeah, you're keeping the nastiness alive.
Spreading the germs around.
This is a pretty cool hack. They say, in essence, for your brush, it needs to dry before you put it back in the holder. But what do you do with a wet brush? Try this little hack here. you, once you're finished with the brush, sandwich the handle between the toilet and the seat, all right, with the bristles hanging out over the bowl. It'll drip dry into the bowl, and therefore it'll be dry.
My favorite comment you made earlier was when you're like, just don't leave it in there overnight. Because think about it, when you get up half groggy when you're sleeping and you sit down and the pressure on the lid makes it pop you in the butt.
Yeah.
Like,
woo! Wow. Well, now.
Hello.
Exciting. Let's see.
maybe for some, yeah.
That's true. It's cleaning the seams. This is where, you know, the faucets meet the counter meets the wall, little nicks and crannies that you can get around.
Where the grout is.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to clean that up there. If you can't remember the last time you washed your shower curtain, it needs to be washed or replaced. Just a little bit. Even the plastic ones could go in the washing machine. Just add a little bit of bleach or vinegar. It'll clean it all up. Your hair brushes and your hair tools, or your flat iron and all that stuff needs to be cleaned from time to time because of the oil and the product buildup. And then here, when you are in the bathroom, you tend to think that the fan is for... because it was Taco Tuesday last night.
No, it's not for odors.
No, it's not for odors at all. It's actually to keep the humidity out because, you know, in the bathroom, you got hot water and it kind of sits there. There's no way to exhaust the air. And then, therefore, it's a breeding ground for mold and mildew. So put the fan on.
Leave
it on or open the window. And if you don't have a fan or a window, you can think about getting like a $35 dehumidifier. That'll do the job for you as well. And then I asked this, looking at it, you two, do you have any cash in your pocket? And
right now I do. I usually don't, though. I'm mostly a card person.
Usually I carry a little bit of cash here, and this is why. They say that a recent survey came out here by Money Magazine, found 42% of people carry no more than $40 in cash with them at all time. About 30% carry anywhere from $41 to $99. And they say it's because of you never know when you're going to need it. In fact, you may even want to withdraw a little bit more money. Let's say you're going to a fancy dinner that you may find out after you've eaten that they don't accept debit or credit cards, or for the fact that something happened with your bank, it got denied. At least you'll have some cash on hand to pay for the bill. They say, in essence, if you're really... you know, don't want to put too much money into your wallet. Keep at least $20 broken up in small bills. You might need that for tipping or for, you know, something that comes up.
Yeah, I've been in that situation too, like with friends, you know, at a diner or something where you realize after you've eaten your breakfast that they don't take they don't take cards, and then it's like, oh, somebody either go run to the bank or use the ATM with the $4 fee out front, you know. So you definitely keep a few bucks.
Yeah, there's a sub sandwich restaurant here in Gainesville that will not take ATM cards at all.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like you really want to go there and eat, but I'm like, I'm not because I, you know, I only have $5 in cash and I know that's not enough to eat there.
Tastio's Donuts used to be that way. I think, thank heavens they take cards now because I can't tell you how many times I'd go and forget, but their donuts are worth an ATM trip.
How about some Pringles? Is that worth a Thanksgiving dinner?
For me, maybe.
Maybe. You know, let's say you're holding. Pringles is jumping on the Thanksgiving bandwagon. They have a 3 limited edition taste. Flavors for you. One of them's called turkey, another one's called stuffing, and the third one's called pumpkin pie.
Oh boy.
And when you need the potatoes to go with the turkey, just open a can of original.
The original's in there as well, so there it is. But this is it actually sold in 3 tubes, and you have to buy all 3 at the same time, but it costs $15. It's for a limited time. And we were kind of thinking it'd be kind of a fun practical joke if you're hosting Thanksgiving for the first time ever. Just bring out a can of Pringles and stuck it on the table.
Especially with your significant other, like if you're hosting his or her family.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, happy Thanksgiving. Here you go. Here's turkey. Here's stuffing. Here's the pie.
Please.
And just deadpan. Like, don't even let them know you've got food in the other room.
And please make sure you have one of those cameras rolling so that we get the video.
So great.
That'll be great to reminisce with. So there's our show for today, Wednesday, November 7th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC,
Happy Hump Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.